Happy Friday to you and welcome to the second part of this two-part teaching and also to our final teaching of this month's topic. I have loved teaching this. I've gone through a lot of really strange experiences over the last couple of weeks. I know I mentioned these yesterday about a healing I had done and meeting my actual soul, but there's been so many more experiences I've had over the last few weeks and it's been quite incredible, to be honest. I think like every time I do a topic that I feel ready to talk about or to teach, I always, and I say this as well, like I always go on that path with you. Everything I'm teaching about, I'm engaging in, I'm doing it along with you, and I learn so, so much. So I hope you've had a very gentle experience this month in what you've learned, even if you've only listened to the meditations, not many of the teachings, even if you've come to the class and didn't do anything else, whatever you felt drawn to. But just know that this integration process, and in particular, as we're talking about today, your spiritual practices really form part of who you are and where you're moving to. And I feel in our spiritual practices, you know, we have to remember kind of what are our non-negotiables around that. A couple of months ago, I put a post up on Instagram and Facebook around what are your non-negotiables around your self-care. And for me, I wrote down that my self-care involved meditation, eating well, going to sleep, counselling if when I needed it, you know, reflexology is another thing that I do. And, you know, being careful of, you know, kind of what energy I'm taking on through work and with other situations. And I realised that when one of those is not looked after, I start to kind of fall backwards a little bit and everything kind of goes by the wayside, okay? So this is really interesting because it really got me to think about our spiritual practices and how they also have non-negotiables in it. So like I know, again, meditation is a big one for me. Journaling is massive for me in terms of my spiritual practices. Journaling is where I really, really delve deep into what I'm thinking. I literally write out my thoughts. I'll write, like when I read it back, it's so funny sometimes to read it back because I'm just writing what I'm thinking. And as I write, as I think, I start to kind of solve things. I start to get insights. I start to hear more guidance. I start to clear things and heal things. And that is an absolute non-negotiable for me. If I stop doing that, I think all of my